Ben Blee. We're on the ship. It's June the 24th, 1976, at the 76th reunion of the crew. And I have with me Alton W. Starling.
H.
Alton H. Starling, who served in the 6th Division of the ship. He was the youngest man ever to serve in the battleship. And we made a tape on him last year at the reunion. So this is a follow-up tape to that. And he has two or three things that he wants to add. So go ahead, Alton.
As you know, Captain, I grew up on the ship. I was a young boy when I come aboard, and three incidents that happened to me, I'll go in order, that helped me grow up. We used to have, after working hours in the evening, we'd be sitting up on the main deck between mount 4 and 8 on the main deck. We kind of 6th Division territory, and we kind of gather there. We'd scuffle around, have a little wrestling matches. I got in a little wrestling match, and one of the boys was spinning me around, and my foot bumped. One of the boys was sitting down on deck, and he, after we stopped, he said, "You keep on, I'll take you for a round." And I like to wrestle and scrap around at that time, play around a lot, and I thought he meant he wanted to wrestle with me. I stood up and says, "Come on, get your hold, throw my arms out." I'm standing there, and the next thing I knew, he hit me in the mouth.
Hard?
Oh, yeah.
Hard.
He put two stitches in my lip. Knocked me up against the bulkhead. The only time I ever saw stars. But my head was spinning, but I had enough sense to get my arms up. And when I hit the bulkhead with the back of my head, it kind of cleared up. And I knocked him down. Only guy I ever hit when he was down. I got on him, and I had him by the hair of the head, pounding on him, and the chief master at arms was coming down today. Oh, there was a crowd gathered around, and they hollered, "The chief master at arms coming." He jumped up and run one way, and I run the other, and we got away without getting caught.
Well,
and
I
had to go to sick bay, and I told him I fell down, and I got two stitches put in my lip, down in the sick bay on here. That was quite an incident for me. It helped me grow up a lot. I learned never let the other man get the first lick.
Right.
I got a real good lesson there. And later on, I had a bad habit. Never mind work. Never bothered me, but it always used to kind of gall me to be working, even though I wasn't doing them but watching the bulkhead down. But to have boatswain mates send me on a commissary working party or some other working party, and they'd be 4 or 5 men sitting around over there, fair-haired boys, weren't doing anything. And I always had to mouth back a little bit at him. Boatswain mate, I forget his name, was I was working under at that time, assigned me, or took me to Lynn. It was either division petty officer or second class. And I was assigned the commissary working party as a standard assignment. Every other day we got a call for 2 men from each division to bring stores from down in the hold, bottom of the ship, up to the commissary storeroom. And I got a permanent assignment on that. Every time that word was passed, I was automatically reported.
Why were you so lucky as to be singled out for that special treatment?
Well, I think it was a little special training. It did help me grow up. Let me keep my mouth shut a little. But I went and worked, and for about 2 weeks, every other day, I was on that. I'd bring in flour and stuff up. It was hard work from down about 4 decks down in the storage apartments up to there.
And it took a lot of chow to feed all these hungry mouths, too.
Oh, it sure did. And they had to restock that commissary storeroom every other day.
Yeah.
But after about 2 weeks, it kind of worked into a good job. The cook that was in charge of the commissary American party saw me there every day, and so found out that by experience I'd learned what was going on, and he asked me if I'd like to be his assistant and check the stores in. So I got the job of handling the clipboard, standing in the commissary room, checking in all the stores as the men brought them up.
That's a lot better than
I graduated up to a real good job.
Yeah.
And I stayed on it for about 4 weeks. As every other, I never did tell the boatswain mate that I had a good job. So after about 6 weeks, the cook asked me, he said, "How'd you get on this every time? Why do you happen to get on it?" So I told him that was a special assignment to me. I had it every day. I was to report when that word went out. And he went up and had a talk with the boatswain mate, and I was taken off of that job. I got a little education, and it helped me. And then later on, as we sailed...
Wait just a minute. Now, before we start the next one, let me stop this for a minute. Okay, now we're back on, and he's got another anecdote to tell us.
Later on in June of 1942, as we were headed to Pacific Fleet out of the Atlantic Fleet, as we sailed past Cuba, you could see it off in the distance, real hot, and we'd coming down from Portland, Maine, where it'd been real cold. And I was on side cleaning detail at that time, and our job was to, at sea, was to replenish all the life rafts with water and check the life preservers and see that they were all in good shape. That was our duty at sea. And I got the idea to get a suntan during lunch hour one day, and I crawled up after number two stack. It had a stack of, it was either 10 or 12 48-man life rafts up there, one on top of the other. I got up on top of them, pulled all my clothes off except my skivvies, and rolled them down to just about big enough for a jogger strap. And I laid back to get a suntan, was going to sleep, lay there for just a few minutes and get up. I went to sleep. And when I woke up, I don't know what time it was, I don't remember, but I know I was burning, and I had already turned pink. Of course, at that time, it was misconduct to get sunburned. And I was very conscious. I didn't want any misconduct in my service record. So I wouldn't go to sick bay. I went down and took a shower. And it wasn't but a few hours. By the next, well, that night I didn't sleep any. I was so sick, I was burning so that I didn't even sleep.
Did you blister?
Blister. I had blisters on my stomach and my legs, the front of them big as palm of my hand.
Wow.
And the next morning, when we helped General Quarters for Dawn Patrol, I was in the 5-inch magazine powder room at that time, my station was, General Quarters Station. And I was so sick, I got started throwing up down there. They tried to get me to go to sick bay, and I wouldn't go because I was afraid of getting misconduct in my record, and it's a wonder that I got a sunstroke and died. But I walked around for 3 days holding my pants up my hand. I couldn't even button my pants or put a belt on from blisters on my stomach.
You learned some lessons the hard way.
Oh, I got to graduation the hard way, and I'll never forget that.
You probably didn't have that problem again later anymore, did you?
Well, I promised I'd never get suntan, but I made one mistake later on. Another education. This is another sunburn. After we got into Pearl, before we went to Guadalcanal, I got Liberty. Then another boy went out to Waikiki Beach, and watching all these boys ride the surfboards. So we got the idea to ride the surfboards, not knowing how, but it looked easy. We rented us a surfboard and started out. The waves were real good. Got to the first one, he turned around and tried to ride it, but I'm gonna be real smart. I'm gonna go all the way to the last one and get a long ride in. Well, I paddled that thing out. It took me 4 hours to go out there and come back. I tried for about 2 hours to ride it and couldn't get it to go. I couldn't even lay down on that thing and get it to go. Well, during those 4 hours, I got my back blistered the same way I had my stomach.
Except you didn't learn that lesson that first time.
I learned it, but I was...
But you forgot.
I didn't forget. But I'll tell you, after that second sunburn, it wasn't as bad as the first one. I did get in the water once in a while. I got blistered out of it, but I could wear my pants and put my belt on. But I got my lesson in sunburns then.
Okay.